Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning is someone we always enjoy having on the show, Amanda Storr, the president of Tyler Area Ambucks. Lots to cover today. Good morning, Amanda. Great to have you with us.
Good morning.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Amanda, I've lost track. This is maybe the third or fourth time you've visited with us on the show, and always interesting to hear what kinds of updates you have. And you've been involved in at least one major high-profile project, that being the Southside Park Playground. We'll talk a lot about that today. Let's start off by just explaining what Ambucks is, basically your mission statement, vision, what you try to do on a day-in, day-out basis.
Yeah, so Ambucks is a part of Tyler Area Ambucks is a part of a national organization. And so we like to say, you know, that we are the best kept secret, but we don't really want to be a secret anymore. We want people to know who we are. And so Ambucks is going to celebrate their 100th anniversary in 2022. And so we would like people to know we've been around for 100 years. And so our Tyler chapter, of course, has not been around for 100 years, but the national Ambucks has. So American Business Clubs is how it started out. And so we shortened it to Ambucks in the 60s, I believe. And so so we are a national organization, but our local branches and their chapters serve in different ways. But the national organization serves those with disabilities in different ways. And so our local chapter, we serve those with disabilities. We by doing wheelchair ramps, doing adapted tricycles, we provide national scholarships. We do a lot for the community and then just the national community as well.
All right. On your website, which is tylerambucks.org, by the way, it just spells it out in a little bit more detail. Businessmen and women in the Tyler area dedicated to creating mobility and independence for those with disabilities. And
yes, that is our mission.
You say businessmen and women, that's your focus. They don't have to be business people. It can be anybody who's really interested in your mission and wants to roll up their sleeves, get busy, do a little socializing and eating out at Yummy Buffet, right?
Yes, so it can be anybody. We don't discriminate. So a lot of chapters in the area have a lot of retirees. You know, we have students, we have all kinds of you know, business people from they just represent all kinds of the community in Tyler and then the area here. And so we are multifaceted in what we offer in membership.
Probably the three, well, I don't want to say the three main things, because the further down the list I look, the more I see. Mm-hmm. But three of the main things we definitely want to cover today go like this. The Southside Park All-Inclusive Playground Project, Amtrikes, and the wheelchair ramp builds. And we'll kind of get started with those, flesh them out as we go. Now, the Southside Park All-Inclusive Playground Project, you say that you're not as well kept a secret anymore since about 2018 or 2019, because fortunately, this project got a lot of publicity, had a few snags along the way, but just go ahead. Let's kind of get caught up, because I don't think that the playground had even opened yet the last time that we talked to you on this show. Let's get a rundown of what this Southside Park All-Inclusive Playground Project is all about, how it finally opened last year, and how things have been going.
Yeah, so we're really excited to finally have this playground here in the Tyler area. And so it's an all-inclusive playground. And so that's really unique to our area because there's nobody else in our area that has something like it. And so there's adapted playgrounds that have equipment that is adapted for children with special needs. But mm-hmm. This is all-inclusive, meaning that every single piece of this playground is accessible for a child with special needs or an adult with any kind of need. And so those parents that may have typically developing children, but they themselves may also have a disability and may want to play on the park with them. And so it's just all encompassing this playground. And so we're really excited that it's finally in. We were able to have a community build last year and open it last year. We did have some snags along the way. We had some water damage that occurred when we had one of those, you know, torrential downpours that we had.
Oh, yeah.
And so some of the system, you know, failure there in the ground surfacing. And so, but we had some really great community partners that came together to make sure that that came together and was fixed properly. And Child's Play and Watkins Construction were really instrumental in coming together and making that happen. And so we were able to reopen the playground again when it was safe for everybody to play again this year. And so, and it's been busy. And if you've ever been out there, you'll notice that it's one of the most widely used playgrounds here in the Tyler area.
Yeah, Southside Park. That's basically, it's part of the area that the Rose Rudman Trail runs through. For folks who are wondering exactly where it is, it's off, I believe, Shiloh and Donnybrook, right around. I think that's actually the corner where it's located,
yes,
in case
is.
Anybody's wondering. And some good news during the COVID-19 pandemic. You are actually able to get this thing up and going again after some problems that you were having. Now, you're looking at this point into options for a fencing and barrier system. Also going to be exploring the sponsor signage placement very soon.
Yes. So, you know, one of the original components of bringing this playground into Tyler, we had really just canvassed the area and asked families and therapists and school teachers, you know, what would they like to see in a playground that we didn't already have in Tyler? And one of the things was a safety or a barrier system, a fencing system for those kids who are more prone to be a runner or to escape in a situation. And so just to give parents or caregivers, you know, a more relaxing environment so that they don't have to worry about their child bolting or running, we wanted to provide a fencing and a barrier system for them. And so what that might look like and what we're looking at is, you know, would it be a combination of some, you know, landscaping, maybe some bushes and then some fencing, or, you know, things like that. And so we are combining and partnering with the city, and we're going to be talking with them in the new year about what that might look like to provide that, because we still want to give that to the community, because that is what they asked for. And so that was one of the components that we really wanted to follow through with. And then, of course, all of our sponsors that were so generous in giving towards the project, we are still looking into what the sponsor signage is going to look like and where that will be placed, and so in the safest area for that. And so we want them to be recognized. We want them to be able to, or for people that visit the park to be able to see who it is in our community that has been so instrumental in making that happen.
You bet. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and we're talking to Amanda Storer, the president of Tyler Area AmBucks, which works with a disabled community. Let's get some contact information out real quick. Gave the website out a minute ago. It's tylerambucks.org. You can also email Amanda directly at tylerambucks president@gmail.com. Other contact info, you're at 5380 Old Bullard Road, Suite 600, number 230. That's not terribly complicated, and it's all online anyway if people want to look it up. Phone number is 903-312-4925, and of course you have regular meetings at Yummy Buffet, which are also Zoom accessible, which we'll get into during the course of the show. So a number of different ways for people to learn more about you and to get involved if they so desire, which I know would put big smiles on your faces. Also, I wanted to mention, I was checking online, and your website does have maybe a 3.5-minute video about the Southside Park project. So if you want to put some pictures with some of the words we're saying today, that's a good way to do it. Moving on to another one of your ongoing big projects, and I understand you have some good news to announce about this one, production and distribution of the Amtrike adapted tricycles. First of all, tell us what kinds of tricycles we're talking about here.
So the Amtrike is an adapted tricycle, and so adapted tricycles have been around for quite a while, but you know, unfortunately, anytime that you put a medical equipment, you know, for purchase, it the price of that is really high. And so in the early 90s, one of our local therapists decided that she wanted to try to make some tricycles for her own patients that were more affordable and just more accessible. And so she started to make these adapted tricycles, and then she got in touch with one of the local AmBucks clubs there, and then it just took off from there. And now we have what we know as the Amtrike. And so Sue Haywood is known as the mother of the Amtrike, and she is still local. She's in Longview, and she is now actually the national president of AmBucks. And
wow.
So she's made her way up there. And so so we're so excited for Sue. And so, but we provide these adapted tricycles all over the nation. And so, and they are free of charge. We do not charge the families. They can donate money towards another Amtrike if they would like for another child, but we don't require that. And so, we often get asked who is, you know, who qualifies for an Amtrike? And we say, well, can you ride a regular tricycle? And they say, no. And we say, well, you qualify. So that's really our criteria. And so it's not only children. We have adult-sized tricycles as well. We have a veterans initiative where we can get tricycles for veterans who would like to re-enter into the world of mm-hmm. recreation. And so so we're excited about the Amtrike program and what it's and how it's evolving.
From what you tell me, production and distribution of the Amtrikes was halted from March to September. You picked it back up again in September, but your chapter was still busy giving away refurbished and recycled tricycles. You're also gearing up to assemble and give away several over the holiday season. I understand you currently have three new Amtrike applications to fulfill, and you're looking for sponsors for those?
Yes, so we are. We were fortunate enough to have, during the season where we didn't have accessibility to tricycles due to COVID, we were able to get tricycles from other people who had outgrown theirs, or it just wasn't a good fit for them. And so we were able to give those away to people who needed them during that time. And then when it picked back up in September, we were able to get some sponsors for some tricycles. The students at TJC put them together, so that's really good. The PTA, Physical Therapist Assistant Program students there, so we're thankful for them. And then we're able to give those away during the holidays. We still have three applications that are kind of hanging out there that are fairly new that we just got in. And so we're looking into providing those either in the during the holidays or, you know, in January, February months. We're looking into providing them for those families.
You bet. Amanda Storer, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Amanda is the longtime president now of Tyler Area AmBucks, which works with the disabled community in some, what I think we're already finding out yet again, some very interesting ways. You have some more good news to share. We can all use whatever good news we can get right now. And I understand there's going to be a change in manufacturing. It's something that would actually make a good movie title, Coming to America. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we are really excited that our National AmBucks, our National Amtrike program is actually going to be moving to America. And so we're going to be making our Amtrikes here in the country. And so Bicycle Corporation of America is actually taking over the production of Amtrike. And so we're really excited for that and what that brings to us. And so they have new prototypes already in the making. And so they're, you know, they've been working with our Amtrike development team and therapists and, you know, families to figure out, you know, exactly what we want in the Amtrike. We're always taking, you know, new ideas and new technology and trying to figure out how to make these tricycles better. And so they're going to do that. And so we have we are looking at also decreasing the time that it takes in order to get the tricycles to the applicants. And so we're really excited for that. Whereas it may take 4 to 6 months for us to ship them over from an international partner, now it'll take anywhere from, you know, 2 to 6 weeks is what we're looking at. And so that's going to be really quite amazing to be able to for that turnaround to happen now.
Just curious, where have they been manufacturing these?
They have been manufactured in Taiwan. And so we were really, you know, our partner in Taiwan, we were really happy with. And so there was nothing there that was a problem. And so except for just parts and then just the shipping. And so when we have an issue or a national issue, such as, you know, taxation issues or such as a national an international pandemic, we were forced to look into other options. And so so we found this option. It kind of just fell into our laps, and it was just really a blessing for the organization for Bicycle Corporation of America to come to take this over. And so we're really excited for that.
I can see why you would be. Now, you are continuing to partner with Texas Ramps to build at least one ramp per month. Basically, people who are in wheelchairs and aren't able to use steps, they use ramps to get into their houses, I guess is where you're mainly concerned with this project. Always in need of additional volunteers. Tell us about that project and how things are going with it and how it's set up.
Yeah, so we're really excited. You know, with COVID, we were kind of limited in some of the things that we could do to volunteer. But, you know, fortunately, we still had some things that we needed to do. And we were able to still get ramps built during that time. So we were still able to continue on and do ramp building. And so we build ramps for anybody in the community who needs access to their home. And so it could be that they're returning home from a surgery and they need to be able to access their home. They were not in a wheelchair before and now they are. Or it could be that, you know, they just need they need a better way of getting down. They cannot get downstairs. They need assistance, and their caregiver, for whatever reason, cannot give them assistance anymore. Mm-hmm. So we provide that. Texas Ramps does over 100 ramps in a year, and so we are just fortunate enough to be able to provide maybe 12 of those ramps in a year, maybe more if we're able to get more than one in a month. And so So we partner with them. They do all the groundwork. They go out and they assess the situation and see how big the ramp needs to be, what products and what, I mean, what materials need to be purchased. And then we just go out and provide the labor. So we have a pretty sweet deal in that we just come out and they just tell us what to do and where to go. And so, and we really are fortunate to have all kinds of volunteers from the community come out on that, families, you know, students come out. And so it is really a fun time that we have.
Okay. Must be 14 years old to be on site. Ramp builds typically held Saturdays beginning at 8 a.m. You just had one this past Saturday, December 5th. Next one coming up in January, you tell me?
Yeah, so typically we know about our ramp builds about 2 weeks in advance, about the location and, you know, how many volunteers are needed. And so we typically stay in the Tyler area, so we don't want you to have to travel too far to get there by 8 a.m. on a Saturday. So typically our ramp coordinator, Ivan Ariola, will let people know, and we have a texting message, you know, that goes out, and we also put it on our website or our social media about these ramps. And so if you want to volunteer, you can always find out what that will be about 2 weeks in advance.
All righty. Amanda Storer with AmBucks, Tyler Area AmBucks, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Want to know more? TylerAmBucks.org is the website where you can call 903-312-4925 or TylerAmBucksPresident@gmail.com. And that website has all the information on there about the meetings, just different ways to get involved. And that leads me right into our next category, which is your push for membership. In your own words, we are a small but mighty chapter and always welcoming new members, and there are some perks involved. Tell us about what it's like for someone who's just deciding to become a member, what they can look forward to.
Yeah, so we realize that there are tons of opportunities for to get involved in the community in Tyler. And so so we are just one of the many ways that you can get involved in the community. And so we offer a little bit of a different perspective. And so so really people who have a heart for service, and then also those who have a heart for those with disabilities and those in our community who are, you know, maybe less fortunate in, you know, accessibility and, you know, all of those things that we offer. And so our membership, we do have different levels, and we have different tiers that we offer. And so some people are only able to come out and volunteer at the ramp builds and things like that. They may not be able to make it to a lunch meeting. And so they may not be fortunate enough to, you know, escape their work for about an hour, you know, two days out of the month. And so they have a different level. And so and then our members that are able to make it out to the lunch meetings, you know, they come to the lunch meetings, they may volunteer, things like that. And so we have different tier levels that we have available. Everybody has the opportunity to receive the National AmBucks magazine, you know, things like that on a national level as well, you know, covered with insurance and things like that when they're out on the builds and, you know, things like that. And so those things are some of the benefits as well.
You bet. And it's all on the website, TylerAmBucks.org. Again, as we visit with Amanda Storer, president of Tyler Area AmBucks on In Focus, I'm John Sims. In a minute, we're going to be talking about how people can get involved with your meetings. But right now, we want to talk about how interested you are in getting people to come and speak at your meetings. Tell us a little bit about how that would look and some of the criteria.
Yes, so as a civic organization, we really are interested in our community, and so we want to know what's going on in the community. A lot of our members are, you know, interested in service even beyond our own chapter, and so they want to know how they can get involved and be active members of the community in other ways as well. And so we try to get involved in other organizations such as the Food Bank or PATH or things like that, and so on a local chapter level. And so we like to let our members know about what's going on in their community. And so whether it be, you know, a new business that's come into town or an old business that maybe has, you know, revamped some of their ways, or, you know, they're just wanting people to, you know, come back to their business or things like that. Or you have a new hobby, or you've traveled, which, you know, maybe I don't think people have traveled to an interesting location in a little bit, but, you know, people that have traveled to an interesting location and they want to tell people about it and let people know about it, or, you know, just anything that we are interested in hearing about, seeing, you know, seeing photos or, you know, videos or whatever, whatever you want to offer. Our membership is really interested in connecting with the community and networking. And so that's just one way that we are able to reach out to the community and do that is by getting speakers in at least once a month.
Okay, so simple. Just give Amanda a call, 903-312-4925. You can email her at tylerambuckspresident@gmail.com, or just go to the tylerambucks.org website and all the different social media options. What do you have, Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, we have Facebook and Instagram, and so they are pretty connected, and that's the easiest way to stay the most up-to-date on some of the events that are happening.
You bet. Now, when do you meet? First and third Tuesdays of each month? And then some. Let's go ahead and run through that for them.
Yeah. So we meet the first and third Tuesdays of each month for lunch at Yummy Buffet. And so in the meeting room there. And then we also have, we started in January of this year, we started meeting in the evenings. And so we have one meeting a month that meets in the evenings. And that's predominantly for the members who cannot make it to the lunch meetings, and so they still want to be connected in some way. So it's less of a business meeting and more of just a social meeting, but we do kind of catch them up on news in a informal format, and you know, meetings and or catch them up on what happened in the meetings and updates and things like that. And then we tend to meet that way for our evening patrons. And so if you're thinking about joining and you're thinking about attending and you're like, oh, I just can't make it to the lunch meetings, those evening meetings is really where you might fit in.
Okay. And you have Zoom capability for your lunch meetings, but not your evening meetings?
We do. So we have Zoom capabilities for lunch meetings because they are more of a business format, and but not for the evening meetings because they are more of a social format.
Yeah. And of course, each quarter, a fifth Tuesday social. Any challenges with that because of the pandemic, or is that going on as...
So during the pandemic, we weren't able to meet for those fifth Tuesday socials. And so, we are following guidelines and things like that of that nature, and you know, just spacing it out and choosing locations that have, you know, that are outdoors and things of that nature. And so our next fifth Tuesday, of course, December is a month with a fifth Tuesday. And so we are choosing to have it at an outdoor location in a restaurant. So.
All righty. That's December 29th is the date that we have for that as of right now.
Yes.
Next regular meeting is on Tuesday, December 15th, midday meeting, lunch meeting at Yummy Buffet. That's at right there at Troop Highway and Golden Road.
Yes.
I think most people know where it is, but just in case. And then the next evening meeting would be Thursday, December 10th, and also going to be ringing the Salvation Army bell at Chick-fil-A on South Broadway.
Yes. Yeah, so our evening meeting, we are combining with community service event, and so we are ringing the Salvation Army bell. So we tend to do that at least once every year, and so this year we are ringing it at the Chick-fil-A on South Broadway, so from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And so anybody is invited to come out. That'll be, you know, it's going to be outdoors, so depending on the weather, we may have to dress up warm. We say dress up in your Christmas attire. If you don't bring your own, we have enough reindeer antlers and Santa hats to go around. So we really enjoy this event. It's a really good way to just to serve the community and then to give back to Salvation Army for all that they do.
Sure. And have a little fun in the as all that's happening.
Yeah.
TylerAmbucks.org, the website. Phone number is 903-312-4925. Meetings are held by Zoom or at the Yummy Buffet on Troop Highway, just to sum up. And I'm John Sims on In Focus as we talk to Amanda Storer, president of Tyler Area Ambucks. Looking through your website, a couple of interesting things pop up that we haven't gotten to yet, and one of those is the scholarship program. Tell us exactly how that works and how it can benefit folks who decide they want to apply in a certain field of endeavor.
Yes, so our national AMBUCS has scholarship programs for physical therapists and occupational therapists, and so I don't know that a whole lot of local applicants know that if they choose to go forward and pursue a national AMBUCS scholarship, that they can go through our local chapter in order to be recognized and kind of get put at the top of the list there. And so we will sponsor local applicants who are going forward for that national AMBUCS scholarship. So that's really, that's a really great thing. And our national AMBUCS scholarship program is growing and building each year. And they're giving, I think they've given over $2 million in scholarships to this day.
Very good. And they can apply online, make contact through?
Yes, so all of that information can be found online at the National AMBUCS website, ambucks.org. And so you can find that information in the scholarship deadlines. Usually those are in the spring. And so anybody who is interested and is in the field of physical therapy and occupational therapy can pursue that.
Okay. So for the scholarship piece, you want to direct them to ambucks.org. And for everything else we're talking about, pretty much tylerambooks.org. Yes. And all the information about how to at least get started with that is going to be on the Tyler website anyway, along with your Facebook and Instagram social media. We've talked about community service. Let's get into that a little bit more deeply, because I know you talked about ringing the bell for the Salvation Army and, of course, what you do on a day-in, day-out basis as far as building the ramps and Amtrikes and everything else. That's community service in itself. But your chapter volunteers several hours of community service each year, raising funds, raising awareness to support your mission. So they look at it as a win-win. You're helping the agency that you're supporting and also helping Ambucks and, of course, helping your client base as well. Beyond the Salvation Army, some of the agencies you've worked with, East Texas Food Bank, Church Under a Bridge, tell us a little bit about what it's been like and, you know, anything you need to throw in about how the pandemic has affected your work with these agencies.
Yeah, so we, you know, part of our mission is to provide community service to the area, not just the things that we provide, but we also want to partner with other agencies and partner with the community. And so and we do that in several different ways. And so fortunately, we've been able to continue some of those things. The food bank is still open and they're still taking volunteers. Of course, you know, they're monitoring the COVID situation very, very well. And, you know, they have guidelines in place and things like that. And so so that was one that we were able to do recently. We did that in November. You know, Church Under the Bridge, the Christmas Under the Bridge is something that we look forward to every year. And unfortunately, they announced that they're not going to be able to hold that event this year.
Yeah.
So that is something that, you know, that we're saddened about, but we're looking forward to a great 2021. And so there are some things that have been affected by the pandemic. And so we are looking for creative and different ways that we can serve the community, that we can still get involved. And, you know, because, I mean, people are still in need in our community, in spite of the, you know, pandemic, we still have all of these things that we, you know, still need to get done. And so we just want to figure out what's the best and the safest way that we can be able to still provide help in different areas. So we're always looking for different ideas. So those people that need volunteers, they can always reach out to us as well. So we're always looking for volunteers. We know other people are looking for volunteers, and we can network in that way with each other.
You bet. Just to kind of flesh a couple of things out here, the East Texas Food Bank, of course, continuing to deal with issues of hunger and being at risk of hunger, which is an important term that I think probably gets by a lot of people. The Church Under the Bridge, which, and the bridge being right there on the northern edge of downtown, Gentry Parkway, yeah. And that's project has gotten a lot of publicity because of the way it works with the homeless population.
Yes.
So it's interesting some of the choices that you and the rest of the group have made in that regard. And, of course, the Salvation Army, all the things that they've been doing for over 100 years. So obviously you have used what I would certainly consider some very good judgment in trying to decide which agencies to help out. And you're not limited to that. I mean,
no.
Again, if somebody wants to just go ahead and give you a call or shoot you an email or maybe join you on Facebook, be a great way for them to find out if they would be a good fit for somebody that you might want to help out. Donations, financial donations. Haven't really talked about that yet. I believe there's a tab on your website where you can help Ambucks out financially, whether or not you decide to be an active member of the organization.
Yes. So financial donations are always needed. And so all of our donations go directly to our mission. And so we do have an address. However, that is not a physical address. It is just a postal box. So if you try to find that, you're not going to find us there. So we don't have many administrative finances there and expenses. So all of the monies that are donated directly to either Amtrikes, so the purchasing of Amtrikes for community members, for wheelchair ramps, and the materials that are needed for that. And, you know, if you put in towards scholarships, they go to national scholarships and things of that level. And so all of the monies that are donated go directly to our mission. And so we're always looking for funding. Like I said, you know, we have sponsorship availability for three Amtrikes that we have right now. And we anticipate getting even more applications as they roll in through the next few months.
Okay, great. And we're just about out of time for the show, but of course people can always like you on Facebook. You can't say Facebook without saying like me on Facebook. And sorry it took me so long to get around to it. Better late than never. But Amanda, it's been a great, very informative show. I know I personally am glad to be getting caught up with what you're doing. Amanda Storer with Ambucks. Or Tyler Area Ambucks, excuse me, our guest this morning on In Focus. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having us. We always enjoy coming.
You bet. Again, Amanda Storer with Tyler Area Ambucks, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.